For those of you who are perhaps a little bit shocked about what's going on this morning, it is a family service. All the children and the young people are going to stay in this morning. So it's going to be a little bit shorter. We always plan to be a little bit shorter. We sometimes go over anyway, so you have to forgive us for that. But the children, you're all going to be involved, and I hope the grown-ups as well, you're all going to be involved in this. So it's a family. So all children, you're not going out, okay? You're all going to stay in here. Some of you are going to come up the front here as well and help me out. So, what are you waiting for? Can anyone just shout out anything that people are waiting for? Louisa? Christmas. Anybody else waiting for Christmas? Okay. Anybody else want to tell me what someone around them said they were waiting for? Dinner? Okay. Who was that? I didn't hear where that came from, but yeah, so I'm waiting for mine as well. Although after yesterday's breakfast, I don't think I need dinner for about 3 days. Anybody else? One more. Sorry? I couldn't hear that. Sorry. The Word of God. Well, hopefully we're going to hear that this morning as well. I hope so. Now, did you notice anything while that was going on? Anyone notice anything different up the front here? Yes, Abigail. There's a big board with some numbers on it. Now, has anyone got an advent calendar at home? Any adults got advent calendars? Yeah? Now, oh, hang on a minute. Do you know what I've got to do this morning? I've got to open my advent calendar. So I brought it, I knew I'd forget, so I brought it in just in case. Anyone got one of these? I like Doctor, you got the Doctor Who one. Okay, now I've got to find, what day is it today? It's the third, is it? Three, there we go. Now this is really good because you have to answer a question and the answer is underneath the chocolate that you have, okay? So, I've got them all right so far. Now, does anyone know why we have advent calendars? Sophie. Be ready, yeah, and it's all about Advent, looking forward to and waiting for someone coming, okay? Now, the question is, oh dear, this isn't biblical, okay? this is drama. Which alien race took part in the Christmas invasion on Doctor Who? Oh. I don't know the answer to that one. I can't remember. Was it Max? Sorry? The who? The Sycorath. Yeah, it was. Well done. But unfortunately, it's my advent calendar, my chocolate. No. There you go. Can you catch that, Max? Oh, can someone sort that out, please? Well, now Advent is all about waiting for someone coming. And the very first Advent was waiting for Jesus coming the first time. And we're waiting for Christmas, but we're waiting for something that's very special right now. And we'll learn about more of that a bit later. But what are you waiting for? Now, this is my special Advent. You can tell that it got a bit wet on the way in, if you're a bit closer to the front. But, oh, I didn't get ready, did I? Oh, dear. It worked earlier on. Oh well. Now, there's a very special advent calendar, okay? Because we're gonna work out why this didn't work. No, we're gonna work out what people are waiting for, okay? It's a very special one. It's touch sensitive. I've plugged it in. Hopefully the lights aren't working, but hopefully it's gonna bring some pictures up on the screen, okay? So I'm gonna press number one. Oh, do you like it? Now, what are we waiting for? What does that picture say? What are we waiting for? Somebody shout out. Yes. Blast off. Yes. Well done. Did you all get that? Right. Now, Ross, I always get Nikki and Ross mixed up. Ross, do you want to come up and do you want to press the next number? You've got to press it really hard, otherwise it might not work. Ah. No, all right. You've answered one already. You go away. What does Tracy Beaker, what's she waiting for? What's she waiting? Anybody?
A family.
A family. Yeah, she's always waiting for a family. Now, touch. Can you touch me? Because it's a bit far for you to come down. I'm going to. What number do you want me to press next? Number 3. Okay. Oh, some handsome people there. What are they waiting for? Right at the back there. Sorry? A meal. Do you want to come up and press my special advent calendar? Right. So waiting for a meal. That was a really good meal. I enjoyed that one because I didn't have to pay for it either. It's good when your parents come and... Right, number... Give it... Okay. Right. Now, a grown-up might have to answer this one. What's the... Anyone know who this man is?
The Prime Minister.
Oh, that's the answer. Have we got an... I want an adult to answer this question. What's this man waiting for?
The sack.
The sack. That wasn't the answer I was looking for, but... Peter. To be the Prime Minister. He watches news round. He must do. Right. What's the next number?
5.
Number 5, okay. Okay, what are these? Yes, Rita. Waiting for the bus. Anybody ever done that? Yeah. It's very handy now, Brian and Hove, they put the time the bus is going to come. Do you want to come and press the number, next number? Give it a good bash. Ah, now what were these people waiting for? Sam. Money, yeah, what sort of money? What do they want to be? They always said it, didn't they? Millionaires. Do you want to come up, Sam, and press the next button? Be careful. Some people have been a bit too rough with my advent calendar. No, that's not the right one. You caught it out. Was it number 7? Was it number 6? Was it number 6? Oh, well done. I'm glad you're all paying attention. Okay, what's this person waiting for? Hang on. Eva. Hang on. Shh. Eva's over here. Eva. A baby. Do you want to come and press my advent calendar? Do you want to come with me? Okay. Okay. Do you know which number it is to press? Next. Oh, it's number 8 as well. Yeah, that's great. I'm losing count. Thanks very much, Eva. Do you want to go back to your mum? Well done. Is that what you're waiting for? Well, are there any? Might be. Okay. Yeah, we're waiting for Christmas. And I just wonder, I'll put my advent calendar, I'm going to have to sort those lights out, otherwise there's going to be no lights on my Christmas tree. But what are you waiting for? Are you waiting for Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay, but are you waiting for something much, much better?
Yeah.
Do you know what? The Bible says that Jesus, he came the first time and he grew up and became a little boy, became a bigger boy and a teenager. And then a young man. And that was his first coming. And he died on the cross, taught us all some great stuff, died on the cross, and then rose again, and then went back into heaven. But you know what the Bible says? That Jesus is coming back. And this morning is all about us waiting and being ready for him to come back. But my question still is, what are you waiting for?
Amen. Thanks, Mike. Well, let me read a few verses that Jesus said to his disciples and see if you recognize them from what we've just been singing about. They will see the Son of Man, that's Jesus, coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. So we know that Jesus is going to come back, but when will he come? You know, sometimes you're looking forward to something happening, aren't you? And you know it's going to happen, but you don't quite know when. Now, I've heard that a rocket is going to launch this morning somewhere here in church. Can you see a rocket, anyone? Can you see a rocket anywhere? Anyone see a rocket? Can you see it anywhere? Look around. Is it going to appear somewhere? We're working on it. Can you see a rocket anywhere? Where is it? There it is. Okay, now, here's the question. When is this rocket going to launch? When is it going to launch? Okay, what I want you to do is think of a number in your head, a number of seconds, and start counting in your head, okay? Can you do that? You're going to think of a number of seconds and start counting in your head. There's going to be no noise on this thing, but it's going to start playing, and we're going to see when the rocket's going to launch. So start counting in your head. Look at the screen. When's it going to happen? Is it happening? Is it happening? Is anyone at liftoff yet? Oh, you're too early. No, it's still not happening. Still no liftoff. Something's happening. What's happening? Oh, we've got liftoff. There we go. Now, did anyone get it right? Did you get the countdown right? There you go, a few people. But it was a bit of a guess, wasn't it? And you know, from our perspective, we know that Jesus is coming back. But it's a bit like watching a rocket lift off when you don't quite know when the countdown is. Okay, so we're going to watch this again, and this time we're going to have the background from Mission Control. Okay, so here goes. Let's do it a repeat again. So now listen to the background.
Firing chain is armed.
20.
Sound suppressor water system is active, being activated. 15. Brain system's armed. T-minus 10 seconds. Go for main engine start. 7, 6, 5. Three engines up and burning. 3, 2, 1, and liftoff of Space Shuttle Discovery, beginning America's new journey to the moon, Mars, and beyond.
Wow. Now, Mission Control knew when it was going to happen. They had a countdown. And God knows when Jesus is coming back. But you and I don't. God knows, but we don't. So I think we've got that up there on the screen. When will Jesus come back? We don't know, but God does. But it's certain. Children, you might not know so much about that word certain, but us adults, we know that life has many things that aren't certain. Isn't that right, adults? So many things aren't certain. But let me tell you this. Jesus' return is certain. We just don't know when. But also, we've got a question here this morning. Not just when will he return, but how will he return? How will Jesus return? Remember the first time he came? The first time Jesus appeared, where was he born? Where was that?
Bethlehem.
In what kind of place? In a stable. And he came as a baby. And only a few people around him knew it happened. A bit like, some of you might not have noticed, but Lila appeared in the service about 2 or 3 minutes ago. There she is. She just came in from creche. And only those around her knew that she probably arrived. The rest of you were completely oblivious to it. It was a bit like Jesus first appearing. It was a kind of a small, localized thing. But here's the thing. When Jesus comes the second time, it will be huge and loud and everyone will... Yeah. It will be like that. You won't be able to miss it. It will be sudden and clear and loud. Like Kenny's appearance there. No one missed that, did they? So remember that. We don't know when he's going to come. But when he does, no one will miss it. Okay? So let's pray and ask God that we'd be ready for that day when he will definitely come back. Lord, we thank you that we know you're going to return. We thank you that it's certain in a life where so much is uncertain. And Lord, I pray that we would be ready and expectant for that day when you will suddenly appear and all will know it. So Lord Jesus, help us, we pray, to live our lives between now and then in a way that pleases you. In Jesus' name, amen.
So we've had a few questions, all right? We've had, what are you waiting for? Okay, what are you waiting for? And my answer to that is, are you waiting for Jesus to come back? David's question was, when is he coming back? And we don't know, do we? But who knows? Who was listening to what David was saying? Who knows when Jesus is coming back? Yes, Rosanna. God, because you know what, even Jesus doesn't know when he's coming back. Only God the Father knows the time. So, I've got one last question for you, okay? We've had what, when, who, how. How, that's the one, yeah. How are you waiting? Now, when I was a little boy, okay, and that wasn't too long ago, I had something here that I was going to show you. Matt, what have you done with it? Is it here? That's very good. I've lost my little thing. Anybody drink tea here? Very good. Now, when I was a little boy, you know PG Tips and Brook Bond, they had little cards. Anyone remember those cards inside the... Yeah, see, okay. Mike up there. I'm touching a few memories here. And you know, I used to collect the tea, and it was great because you collect all the English ones. But inside the little books, you could always send off for ones that came from Canada or even South Africa. Now, I thought, well, that'd be a great idea. I could build up my collection and get all the Canadian ones, get some of the South African ones. And my dad had some of the older ones, you know, from the 60s and the 50s, shows of my age. And he had them, but there were ones that he hadn't collected when he was a bit younger, so I sent off for those. You see, I want that one, I want that one. Now, my one that I had here just a minute ago, which I think Matt's stolen. He's got his inheritance already. But we're not doing that one just yet. That's a bit annoying. No, I can't find it. Don't worry. But it was a space one. And it was from Canada. And it was really great. But I had to send off the order form. It's not like these days where you just click the mouse and when you buy off Play or Amazon or places like that. You had to actually send off postal orders and you had to wait 28 days for it to come back. Now, we live in a day where we get a bit frustrated if something doesn't come back within 2 days, perhaps even immediately. But when I sent off my order form, it said, please allow 28 days for delivery. Now, I was only young then. You know, I don't know about you. Are you impatient when you're waiting for something? But what I did was, the next morning after I'd sent it off, I'd wait for the postman to come. Okay? Now, do you think he was going to come the next day? No, of course he wasn't. But I thought he was. So I was there waiting for my postman and waiting for my package to come. And there might have been another postman coming along here. I don't know. There we are. I don't think I ever had a postman like that. But, and he never had a cat either. I'm not quite sure where the cat came from. Anyway, Postman Pat, that is, for those of you who don't know. Now, so day two went by. Waited, looking out the window for the postman. He walked by. But he didn't come to my house. Day three, postman. He was coming to my house. But it wasn't a letter for me. Next day, well, no. A week, 2 weeks went by. It's never coming. It's never coming. It's not going to come. I must have sent the wrong money or something like that. No. I did it all right. It's going to come. I've got 28 days to wait. But you see the point? I knew it was coming, and as David said, I wasn't quite sure when. Now, do you think that when I was waiting, I sat either looking out the window, waiting for the postman to come by, or at the top of the stairs, waiting for the letterbox to go, and it fall on the floor. And I didn't do anything. I didn't go to school, didn't eat, didn't watch TV, or play with my friends, or play cricket out the back. Do you think all I did was just wait? Do you think I did? Well, you'd be wrong. That's right, because I didn't. I went to school, I ate, and I did all the stuff that I would normally do. And I was just thinking, I'm waiting for Jesus to come back. I know he's coming back. Does that mean I'll just sit here and say, that's great. I'm just going to wait for Jesus to come back. Because he's going to come back sometime, I don't know when. But do you think I should do that? Of course not. Do you know what? Waiting for Jesus, I, first of all, perhaps, need to make sure that I am ready for when Jesus comes back. Grown-ups, children, you need to make sure that you are ready for when Jesus comes back. Because he could come back in 10 minutes' time. We don't know. So we need to be ready every single minute of the day. Now that means we don't want to be caught doing something that we shouldn't really be doing when Jesus comes back. You know, the stuff that God tells us not to do. And do you know what? I think we should be found doing stuff that God wants us to do when he comes back. Do you know one of the most important things that we can do, those of us who love the Lord Jesus, is tell others that Jesus is coming back. Because you think that might make a difference in their lives. Hello? Of course it will. So, as well as us making sure that we're ready, we need to make sure that other people are ready for when Jesus comes back as well. So, are you ready? And eventually, I think we just had a picture. My package arrived. And I was able to open it up, get all the cards out, stick them in the book properly. And if I do find it and you want to come up and have a look at it later on, you can. Otherwise, I'm going to be very upset because I can't get them anymore. You have to get them on eBay now, and that's a bit more difficult. So, are you ready? Is there something in your life that isn't ready for when Jesus comes back? Those of you who love the Lord Jesus. That's a really scary thought, isn't it, really? So we need to be ready. Do you know what? In 1 Thessalonians 5, it says people who get drunk at night. And people who sleep, sleep at night. Actually, I've forgotten to do something. Martin. This might help you think about something. Come up, Martin.
I was wondering when you were going to notice, Mike.
I was making sure you were ready, Martin.
I think you weren't ready, Mike. Okay. I have 6 bridesmaids somewhere in the church this morning. Can my 6 bridesmaids come to the front? Claire's asked you this morning. Come on, bridesmaids. The other side. 6 bridesmaids. There's one more somewhere. Here she comes. All the way to the front. Okay. I'm going to tell you a story about some bridesmaids this morning. And the story goes like this. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like bridesmaids who took their lamps and went to wait for the bridegroom. Half of them were foolish and half of them were wise. Which is which? The wise bridesmaids... Josh is a little bit early here as well, but don't mind Josh, you come and join us. The wise bridesmaids took their lamps and more oil in their jars. Josh, you've come at the wrong moment, but it doesn't matter. Because the bridegroom was late. Still not your time, Josh. The bridegroom was late, so they all fell asleep. They all fell asleep. Then at midnight, someone cried out, "The bridegroom's coming! The bridegroom's coming! Come and meet him." Then all the bridesmaids woke up, got their lamps ready. But the foolish ones said to the wise ones, "Give us some of your oil because our lamps are going out." The wise bridesmaids answered, "No, the oil we have might not be enough for all of us. Go to the people who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." Just go and buy some for yourselves, they said. So, while the foolish bridesmaids went off to buy oil, the bridegroom came. The bridesmaids who were ready went in with the bridegroom to the wedding feast. Then the door was closed. Well done, Josh. The door was locked behind. Later, the others came back and said, "Sir, sir, open the door, let us in." But the bridegroom answered, "I tell you the truth, I don't want to know you. I don't want to know you. So always be ready because you don't know the day or the hour the Son of Man will come." Amen. Well done, guys. Thank you. Well done, Josh.
So, are you ready? Just like those bridesmaids who have their candles or their oil ready. I think the ones that do want to marry Josh were the ones that didn't get in, are they? That's great casting, that was. Excellent. Well, oh, we've done that bit. Do you want to? That's great. Thanks. Now, there are two sorts of people here today. And the first sort of people are like those bridesmaids who are ready. Okay? So just think about it. Are you like the bridesmaids who are ready with their candles or their oil, ready, waiting any time? They had to wake up, but they were ready and they were all prepared. Now, those sort of people are the ones who love the Lord Jesus, who are following him and have given their lives to him and are walking day by day. But are you ready if you are a Christian? Or are you like the ones that weren't ready? A bit sleepy, but no oil or no candles to light the way. And those are the people who haven't yet decided to follow Jesus. And you know, if you're one of those people here this morning, just like to say that this Christmas time, when we look back at that very first Christmas when Jesus came, are you ready to think about when he's going to come back the second time? Because do you know, and David told me this one, so it must be true because he's been to theological college and I haven't, but David told me that there are more promises in the Bible about Jesus coming back a second time than there are about his first coming. And you know what? He came the first time. But there are more promises about him coming back the second time. So what does that tell you? He will come back. He will come back. So, that's my question to you. What are you waiting for? And how are you waiting? Are you waiting for Jesus? Or are you just going on life blindly, not expecting anything to happen? Well, let me tell you, Jesus is coming back. And we all need to be ready and prepared for that fact. Let's just pray together. Heavenly Father, we know this is a serious thing. We know that you are coming back. And Lord, we know that we need to be prepared for you. And so, Lord, those of us who love you and follow you, Lord, I just pray you help us. Perhaps there's something even this morning that we need to sort out in our lives that isn't pleasing to you. Lord, I just pray the Spirit might prompt each one of us this morning, if we believe in you and trust you, Lord, just to sort that thing out in our life. And Lord, for those of us who aren't waiting for you and perhaps haven't even thought about it, Lord, I just pray you might prompt even those to think about that first Christmas when Jesus did come. He was promised that he would come, and he did. But Lord, he has also promised, you have also promised that you are coming back a second time. We don't know when, but you are coming back. And Lord, I just pray that we might start to think about preparing ourselves for that day. So Lord, help us now, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I did have a memory verse. Do you want to do the memory verse? Yes? Okay. Now, I've got Martin. I just wonder if you could come and help me here. All right. And Sarah's going to hold the other end. If you can go that end. Now, you're not supposed to air your washing in public, are you? But this is going to be a washing line, all right? And I better just get this right. Matt, I just wonder if you could come and help me and hold these for me. And as I put it up, can you say it with me? Thank you, Adam. And can you get the piece of paper down there? So, some of you are with me. Have I got enough space? I was just going to see if someone knew where it was from. Verse 13. Let's say it together. So stay alert. You have no idea when he may arrive. Matthew 25:13. Remember what I just said. Jesus is coming back. We need to be ready and prepared. Adam? Alert, you have no idea when he may arrive. Matthew 25:13. Anyone want to be brave enough to shout it out? Sophie, go on then. Oh, hang on. Sophie's doing it on her own. I know Ian is really keen. I'll get you next time, all right? So... Well done, Sophie. Well done. Okay, let's take two out. Anyone want to guess? Have a go now? Louisa. Well done. Well done. Now, do you want to have a go now, Ian? Is that... Hang on a minute. Well done, thanks. Right, let's put it down. Let's all say it together. So stay alert. You have no idea when he may arrive. Matthew 25:13. Well done. Let that sink deep into your heart. And during the week, when you meet your friends, or perhaps things aren't going so well, or things are going great, just remember, Jesus is coming back. We need to be ready.